Hold on. Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was just filling this thing out, and
Yes,
I
ma'am.
said no thanks, and I said no thanks to the offer, and it comes up that I did take the offer, and I don't want the offer.
What's
For
your
the
zip code,
20,
ma'am? What's your zip code, ma'am?
94947.
Hold on one moment.
Sure.
For some reason, your whole account went away, ma'am. Hold on. Let me call you right back. All right, so
Yeah.
yes, ma'am. I'm trying to locate your, because my screen just went totally blank just then. And I'm
It
trying
sounded
to
like my
handle your
phone.
call. Yes, ma'am. It just went totally blank, and it lost the entire account. And hold on.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, it's not you. My system just did something crazy. Hold on here. I'm gonna see if I can get my supervisor to pull it up for you, okay?
Sure.
Okay, let's see here. Allow me to. This might be it right here. What's your zip code, ma'am?
94947.
94947.
Yes.
What's your name, ma'am?
Linda Cameron.
Yes, that's it. I had to just find it. It went, my screen went completely just dark, like blacked out. And then it's like I have to go through this thing to find it. And I did. And what's your address, Ms. Cameron?
815 Diablo Avenue, apartment 15, Novato, California, 94947.
Yes, ma'am. So here is where you probably agreed to pay a dollar or two to enter into a contest or something. To win maybe an iPhone or a Dyson vacuum cleaner or something like that?
No.
All right, so it does say it's not for the $59.89, but the contest entry itself that costs a dollar or $2?
No.
It does tell you
but
one.
You know,
yes,
it
ma'am.
Says that I won the, well, it says that I'm paying the $2 for the, it's a KitchenAid.
Oh, mixer, the mixer.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. I see it here. It does say the Bites Hub mixer. It's a chance to win.
Yeah.
You bought the entry to win the Bites Hub mixer. With that being said, once you do that, With that payment for the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into one of our meal plan apps, which helps you with it's an app. It's a digital app. It focuses on.
So can I cancel this then? Because that is not.
What I can do at this time, ma'am, because it is a valid charge based on the terms and conditions. When you did read it and then you accepted the terms, it does, it provided that they were read, it does say that they will enroll you into this plan. So what I can do is the 75% of that because of the $59.89. Let's see. And then, but the main thing you want to do is make sure you cancel going forward. You don't want to, don't get off the phone with me unless we do that. You don't want to have any charges going forward because it's a monthly charge.
No.
So make sure I get that canceled first. Hold
okay.
on. Excuse me. Hold on. Excuse me, please. So the $59.89 and 75% off, not off, but refund, $59.89 times 0.75. It's $44.91 I can put back on your account, ma'am. And then
I didn't order anything.
No, ma'am.
All it said on the thing was that I won a prize because it was Walmart's 60th birthday, and it was the KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am.
And then at the end, when I come to the end, it asks about this. To me, it sounds like a diet thing. And my son came and he looked at it and he goes, it says right here, Mom says, no, thanks. I'm not interested. So I hit the no thanks and it shows that I did it and I didn't.
Well, that's not the meal. You didn't get the meal, the diet thing. So that's not on here. But the terms and conditions before you enter your card number, it asks you, do you want to accept the terms and conditions of this promotion? Provided
right.
that those terms and conditions were read, it does tell you
what
that
term, there was it doesn't it did you know what it didn't any terms. Show any terms or whatever. My husband and son were here watching me do this. It didn't show me anything like
when,
that at be, all.
Your card number, ma'am, cannot take unless that is accepted. See, the card number won't even. Because at that point, you have an option to put your card number in or not put your card number in. And if you, providing that the terms and conditions were read, it tells you
there
at that
were
point,
no terms and conditions. How was I supposed, if I'd seen the terms and conditions, I would have read them, but there were no terms and conditions. And what happened was it says, because I have an auto thing on my phone, and it went ahead, and all it asked for was, for me to verify the date of the card and that I was paying the $2 for the whatchamacallit, and then that thing popped up about this diet thing. And I said, no thanks.
Okay.
I didn't pay anything for anything else.
Yes, ma'am. Back when it was asking you to verify the date and put before, this is before, prior to putting your account number in. Okay, it's not after you put your account number in. It's prior to you getting your account number in because it won't go any further unless those terms and conditions are accepted. It won't even accept your card. So somewhere prior to that, you know, if that was stated, that it automatically will enroll you into. And that's why, as a courtesy, based on what you're saying, we will refund the 75% of that back, because sometimes that does happen when the people don't read the terms and conditions. So as a courtesy, we do offer that back.
So
however,
in other words, my card's already been charged the other thing?
What other thing, ma'am?
Well, you're saying you're going to refund. Why would you refund money to me
because,
if I haven't paid it?
Because the bites. Yeah, I have $59.89 that's already been charged to your account for the meal plan. And the meal plan is a digital app.
Oh, okay.
That's why I keep saying I'm going to do the 75%.
Okay.
It's not a scam. We got thousands of
okay.
members in the digital okay. app. But when in the terms and conditions, it does say to you, I'm hearing an echo in the background. I can't continue to explain, but it does offer you.
I'm listening to you.
Okay. So the $59.89 has already been charged based on when you did the contest entry. That was an entry to win the mixer, for a chance to win the mixer. Okay. So as a courtesy.
Oh, win the mixer.
As a chance to win the mixer now. It's a contest entry.
Uh-huh.
So as a courtesy here on my end, I'm in the call center. I have nothing to do with the mixers. Right. We don't have the mixers mm-hmm. here, but based on what you're saying, the misunderstanding and all this, but it is in the cart cannot go any further because we got thousands of members in that has the digital app and the other products because we're a third party call center that represent hundreds of different customers and products and stuff. So as a courtesy here, we would do the 75% back as well as making sure your account is canceled going forward. That is the important part. So you won't keep getting the $59.89 charges. Okay.
Okay.
So, but I need to know about that 75%. That's why I'm.
Yeah. Go ahead because you're going to have to because I.
You don't want the reoccurring charges. Yes, ma'am. So hold on. So 44.71 will go back to your account.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Let me get that done. Okay. Then are you sure you want to refund this? Yes. Then it say, okay, hold on. I got to. Where did it go? Google Doc. Hold on.
We're good. We're good, Dave.
Okay, I'm gonna get your information here to put it on the supervisory board. So hold on to make sure you're on your 4171. This is me. Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Linda Cameron, let me get you to hold on.
Oh God.
Let me get you to verify your phone number for me, Ms. Cameron.
Okay, it's 415-532-7142.
And please verify your email for me.
lcameron457@gmail.com.
Hold on.
Goodness.
And I have your order ID, which is refund. Let me notate this, and then I give you a cancellation number. Okay.
Okay. Hold. I gotta get a pen.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will apologize. My husband's got dementia. It's just really rough when he hears
it's rough, and that's a painful thing for you to go through too sometimes when you're going through it. I get it.
Sorry.
When you see somebody you love so and you just see that change, yes.
I've been with him for 62 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's my high school sweetheart.
You guys are a milestone. Yeah, that's fantastic. That's where we find it, 44. Yeah, and along with you being a caregiver, taking care of it, really, emotionally, sometimes it can just break your heart. I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, hold on here. That's where we find the 4491 account canceled.
Out.
75%. All right, yes, ma'am. So now your Miss Linda. Now your cancellation number will be. C as in Charlie, 9205 313
313
73 73
mm-hmm.
Hold on here. notate that right there. Customer called in. To cancel. Cancel account. Offered 75% refund. Customer accepted.
Oh, goodness.
B-O-N-N-E-R at ASK. Making sure it's done before you get off the phone.
Okay, thank you.
So we have accounts canceled, refund of the 4471 issued.
Mm-hmm.
The cancellation number is, make sure that's done before I get off the phone. Got that here and here. Okay. Yes, account has been canceled. Refund has been issued, and you've gotten your account, your confirmation number. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you, Ms. Cameron?
No. Thank you for taking the time and explaining everything to me.
No worries. Okay. Thank you. You have a wonderful evening. All right.
You too, hon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. It's canceled. Okay. Mm-hmm.